Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. 8 minutes past the hour of 9. Welcome to the social program on Radio Islam International. My name is Habib Bobat, and inshallah I'll be keeping you company this morning right up till 10 a.m. And we will be having Maulana Ibrahim Bam joining us this morning telephonically to do the program. And we are discussing the book Enjoy Your Life by Sheikh Muhammad Al-Arifi. And we are busy with chapter 9. We are continuing from last week. And to tell us more about this, we do have Maulana Bam. Maulana, assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.
Wa alaikum salam wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. Maulana, jazakallah for being with me, and assalamu alaikum to all the listeners.
Maulana, a quick recap of last week's program, and then just a brief overview of what we will be discussing today also, inshallah.
Maulana, I think one of the important aspects was, as we know that this book deals with how Nabi Kareem Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam interacted with people, and among the chapters and among the categories of people whom we interact with, and Maulana, quite interestingly, August is the Women's Month. I see the next chapter is how Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam dealt with women.
MashaAllah.
So I suppose coincidence or not coincidence, whatever it is, with the aspect with regard to the poor, he said many people, the author had said, view manners in a commercial light. They normally are very polite to wealthy people. They laugh at the rich people's jokes, and they overlook their faults. As for the poor, their jokes are unbearable and only worthy of ridicule, while their faults are magnified and they are shouted down and not looked upon with dignity. Then he gave a very beautiful example of Nabi Kareem Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam's interaction with Zahir bin Haram radiallahu ta'ala anhu, and how Nabi Kareem Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam interacted with him, although he was regarded to be amongst the lower rungs of society at that time. And I suppose today we will be taking that up further, although we did have discussion with regard to it. I'm not sure whether it is because someone is in the studio or not, but of course last week we had quite a few callers which made wonderful and important contribution. Perhaps today I would like to take it further and also, you know, ask the questions. Is it a disgrace to be a poor person? Or is it a disgrace? What is the dignity of a human being? Is it dependent upon wealth? And these are the type of aspects. Do we as a community treat the poor with the dignity that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has afforded them? These are some of the things that inshallah we would be able to discuss in today's program.
Jazakumullah khairan for that. The SMS line to the program is 48855. Alternatively, you could WhatsApp on 072-786-1548 or SMS Maulana Ibrahim Bam on his side 083-786-2859 or tweet him at Ibrahim Bam. And as Maulana posed the question, is it a disgrace to be a poor person or not? You could reply on those various platforms. Stay tuned to Radio Islam International.
As some wonder at the beauty of winter, others face the chilling reality. Sponsor a blanket for only 100 rands or a winter warmth pack for just 250 rands. Call Africa Muslims Agency now on 011-834-8685 or donate online at africamuslimsagency.co.za. Africa Muslims Agency, the agency that cares.
Is your child rubbing his eyes or complaining of headaches, watery or itchy eyes? Eye care for kids begins at birth. At school, 80% of a child's learning is based on vision. When last has your child had their eyes screened? An eye test examines the internal and external structure of the eyes to coordinate care for hand-eye coordination in preschoolers, glaucoma, cataracts and retinal disorders, diabetes and hypertension. Trade Route Optical for a free vision screening. An excellent investment in your health. Two pairs of glasses for 699 Rand or buy one, get one free on selected frames. Trade Route Optical. Your eyes are our concern. Shop you too next to FNB 852 Eyes 3937.
December and January 3 Haram tours with me, Saad Berat, and also my father. If you miss out on the first three groups, don't fear, as we still have availability on our last group, departing the 31st December and returning on the 17th of January. Our three Haram packages for January, February and March is also available. Book now and qualify for up to 1,000 rand discount on selected packages, 5-star Umrah packages from only 19,900 rand per person. Call now 011-400-800 or 011-852-3335.
The Indie Shopping Festival at the Pretoria Service Emerge Hall Lodium from 7th August to 16th August, 11 a.m. to 9 p.m. daily, bringing you the latest designs from India, bridal wear, Punjabis, kurti tops, footwear, sterling silver jewelry, Kashmiri carpets, and much more. From 7th August to 16th August, Pretoria Service Emerge, 264 13th Avenue, Lodium. Free entry and secured parking, 10 days only, no extensions.
This is a social program with Maulana Ibrahim Bam. Call 011-854-1548. Tweet at Ibrahim Bam.
Minutes past the hour of 9, you are listening to Radio Islam International. It is a social program with Maulana Ibrahim Bam. Maulana, we can start with the chapter, and I'm not sure which part you want to look at, and we can take it from there, Maulana.
I think the aspect is today, the author had started off by saying many people today view manners in a commercial light. I related the Urdu poem last year, Jinki Aangan Mein Ameeri Ka Shajar Lagta Hai, to unka har aib zamane ko hunar lagta hai. Reminds me of a very interesting incident. Last week I was talking, thinking about it. I made a note about it. Maulana Shamul Thani Rahmatullah Ali, who I used to sometimes, while studying, used to go and listen to his talks with which was not very far from our madrasa. He always used to enjoy it. He used to relate one incident. There used to be a poor person, and everyone, he used to be very, very jolly. And everywhere he used to go, he used to tell people, Salaam Alaikum, Salaam, how are you? And no one used to greet him well. And all of a sudden something happened and he became very wealthy. I won't say he won the lotto, but whatever happened, he became very wealthy. And when he became very wealthy, then everyone started making him salam. So when everyone started making him salam, whenever anyone used to make salam, he used to say, I will convey your salams. I will convey your salams. So one day someone tell him, I mean, what's gone wrong with you? People are making you salam, and you say, I'm going to convey my salams. So he said, it's not, they're not making me salam. I'm the same person. And Maulana used to use the word teli. You know, the teli, an ordinary person. He said, I'm the same person. I used to make everyone salam. No one used to make me salam. Now when I got wealth, everyone making me salam. That means they're not making me salam. They're making my wealth salam. So everyone sends me and make me salam. So I tell them, I will convey your salams to my wealth. So yeah, very interesting. Maulana Shamul Thani Rahmatullah Ali used to make mention of this many a times. The first point, one, I think very important, while this aspect is with regard to with the poor and how Nabi Karim Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam used to interact, that example of Zahir, how Nabi Karim Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam treated him so well, and he said that he is my desert, I am his city. I must say I got some very good responses on that particular point last week. A lot of people phoned me to say, what are you hinting? We'll do it. So I said, no, it wasn't a hint. I was just making mention of it as an example. The way people come from the farm, they bring things to the city. People come from the farm, they want to come to the shopping malls, which you don't get at the farm. So that is how Nabi Karim Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam used to say, Zahir brings for me things that you get in the desert. And when he goes back to the desert, I give him things that normally are found in the city. And Nabi Karim Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam used to love him. Nabi Karim Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam one day saw him while he was selling something, and Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam came from the back, and Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam covered his eyes with his Mubarak hands, and Zahir radiallahu ta'ala anhu said, who is this, who is this? And then when he realized it is Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, he brought his body closer to Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam to benefit from the closeness of Nabi Karim Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. And then Nabi Karim Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam said, who will buy this person from me? So Zahir radiallahu ta'ala said, I am worthless, O Prophet of Almighty Allah. And Nabi Karim Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam said, wallahi, in the eyes of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, laysat bikasid, you are not worthless, you are very, very, very well. It is no surprise that the authors say that the heart of the poor were attached to Nabi Karim Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. He would gain their respect and love by such an attitude. Many people may not accuse the rich of miserliness in terms of wealth and food, but they can certainly accuse them of miserliness in terms of gracious and kind treatment. And that is a common refrain and a common complaint that you will hear from people that why don't they treat us with dignity? It's not only giving us wealth and throwing it at us, but also an aspect of dignity. Bear in mind, Allah has given each and every human being dignity. وَلَكَدْ كَرَّمْنَا بَنِي Adam. We have granted respect and dignity to every child of Adam alayhi salatu wasalam. And the people who are poor are also children of Adam alayhi salatu wasalam, which Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has guaranteed their dignity by a verse in the Holy Quran.
Amazing. Murad, there's an incident mentioned here. It's a narration of Bukhari. If you allow me, I can share it, Murad.
Yes, sure.
The Prophet of Allah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam was sitting amongst his Sahaba and a person passed by. So he asked him, مَا تَقُولُونَ فِي هَذَا? O my Sahaba, what's your opinion regarding this man who has just passed a few seconds ago? So they said, قَالُوا حَرِيٌّ إِنْ خَطَبَ أَنْ يُنْكَحْ. O Nabi of Allah, if this man has to put a proposal for marriage, they will most definitely accept it because of his opulence. وَإِنْ شَفَعَ أَنْ يُشَفَّعَ. And if he has to intercede on behalf of anyone, they will immediately accept his intercession. وَإِنْ قَالَ أَنْ يُسْتَمَعَ. And if he has to ask people to give him an attentive ear, immediately they will comply. ثُمَّ سَكَتَ. The Prophet of Allah kept silent. فَمَرَّ رَجُلٌ مِّنْ فُقَرَاءِ الْمُسْلِمِينَ. A little while later, another poor Muslim passed by. And the Prophet of Allah asked the Sahaba the same question, مَا تَقُولُونَ فِي هَذَا? What is your opinion regarding this poor person that passed now? So they said, يَبْدُ أَنَّهُ فَقِيرٌ. He seems to be a very poor person. حَرِيٌّ إِنْ خَطَبَ أَنْ لَا يُنْكَحْ. If this man has to put in a proposal, then it's highly probable that they will not accept it because he's poor. وَإِنْ شَفَعَ أَنْ لَا يُشَفَّعَ. And if he has to intercede on behalf of someone, most probably they will not accept his intercession. وَإِنْ قَالَ أَنْ لَا يُسْتَمَعَ. And if he has to ask people to give him an attentive ear, they will not comply. فَقَالَ رَسُولُ اللَّهِ صَلَى اللَّهُ عَلَيْهِ وَسَلَمْ هَذَا يَعْنِي الْفَقِيرُ خَيْرٌ مِّن مِلْءِ الْأَرْضِ مِثْلَ هَذَا. This poor person in the eyes of Allah is far more beloved than the entire earth filled with rich people like the former. So this is a narration of Bukhari, Marana.
Yes, no doubt. I would like to also start off from this particular aspect. There is no doubt whatsoever that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in his system has a system in which Allahu yabsutu rizqa lima yasha wa yaqdir. Allah ta'ala expands risk for whomsoever he wishes and he contracts risk for whomsoever he wishes. نَحْنُ قَسَمْنَا بَيْنَهُمْ مَعِيشَتَهُمْ فِي الْحَيَاةِ الدُّنْيَا. Allah ta'ala says, I distribute risk amongst people. وَرَفَعْنَا بَعْضَهُمْ فَوْقَ بَعْدٍ دَرَجَاتٍ. I give certain people more and I give certain people less. And the reason why I do so, لِيَتَّخِذَ بَعْضُهُمْ بَعْضًا سُخْرِيًا, so that there is an interactive situation amongst humankind. If everyone was wealthy, you might not have had the interaction the way you have where there are certain people who are wealthy, certain people not so wealthy. Now, if there are certain people wealthy and certain people not so wealthy, what happens is there is a need for one another. The people who are not so wealthy will be looking upon the wealthy for risk. So, can you get me a job? Well, whereas the people who are wealthy might have, you know, a need for people to work for them, so they will need the other people. So Allah says, I have made this a situation so that there is an interaction between human beings. I haven't created this class of people that people must exploit or hate or take advantage of one another. I have created the situation that people look upon one another as a means of fulfilling their needs. The wealthy look upon the poor in such a manner. Bear in mind, وَفِي أَمْوَالِهِمْ حَقٌّ مَعْلُومٌ لِلسَّائِلِ وَالْمَحْرُومِ. In your wealth, Allah has defined and determined a right. For what? For those people who are poor, for those people who are needy. So Allah has made your, if the poor don't come take your charity, what are you going to do? How are you going to distribute your first charity and your other charity upon which depends the barakah and the blessings of your wealth? Whereas the poor are supposed to look upon the wealthy as a means, they are the means of us creating and looking after our needs. Now, if you have a society in which both parties look at one another, not with an envious eye or with an eye of looking down upon. So the poor don't look upon the wealth with envy, and the wealthy don't look upon the poor as looking down upon them as lower class people, then you will have a most beautiful society.
Murad, the question comes in, what about people who are not happy with their allotted share in life?
Well, you see, Moana, there is absolutely nothing wrong in a person trying to create betterness in his life. There is nothing wrong in him striving to make, it's a natural situation. Each and every person wants to become better in terms of the risk that Allah has granted him. There is nothing wrong with it. All I'm saying is, do not make it the be-all and the end-all. If, for example, you cannot reach a particular situation, that doesn't make you a lesser human being. That doesn't make you someone who is not successful. That doesn't make you someone who is a failure.
Yeah, I'm just looking at it from this angle, Marana, like our own country. Many of the things that happen nowadays, we are blaming it on apartheid, and people say we don't have jobs because of apartheid, we are uneducated because of apartheid, and people vent their frustration on the government, and they want literally the government to do everything for them. So how do we then draw the balance, Marana?
Well, you see, I think that might be a political situation, political type of thing. What exactly is the government fulfilling? So bear in mind that, I mean, poor people also see the opulence of the richer people. And that is not something. Qari Tayyab Sahib Rahmatullah used to write very beautifully. He said, in the past, even when there are people who had wealth, there was never such a great gulf in the living standards of people. So when there is such a great gulf in the living standards of people, it creates enmity, it creates envy. You know, so he said that even in that time, I mean, we look at it in our situation, say 40 years from now, when we were small, see, we were wealthy people, but look at their standard of living and look at the normal people. Maybe their houses used to be more bigger, but you used to find, by and large, the very same type of furniture, very same type of people living. There wasn't such a great gulf. So that is also not the ideal situation. So that is another whole situation with regard to why the people are protesting. Are they, there is perhaps faults in both sides. Perhaps the people who have come and taken responsibility haven't looked after the poor. They don't worry about the poor. Whereas on the other hand, the poor people might also have a sense of entitlement, whatever it is. I'm looking at it from this particular perspective. Firstly, the perspective is a person who is lesser in wealth, is he a failure? What is his worth as a human being? What, for example, can we, for example, let me just look at this way. What will we say with regard to a person who is poor, who might not be wealthy, but he is pious? Will we then compare him unfavorably with a person who is wealthy, but is not pious? But that is the criteria that the society has already determined that he is successful, even if he is not pious, even if he doesn't obey the commands of Allah. That person doesn't have wealth, doesn't stay in a particular place, doesn't have a fancy car and house. He is not so successful, even if his akhlaq is good. And you know, Maulana, what is the tragedy? Even that person, if his akhlaq is good, he's reading five times daily salat, he's trying his utmost to comply with the commands of Allah, sometimes he himself also regards himself as a failure.
Amazing.
Now, that is not supposed to be the way it is. By all means, it's a natural human phenomenon that we try and better ourselves. And that is not against contentment, it's not against taqwa. But at the end of the day, after doing all what you can, whatever Allah has given you, be contented. There's a hadith that contentment is an inexhaustible treasure. It can never be finished. That's something that we have to look for.
So SMS coming through, when I read, Assalamu alaikum. I wouldn't say I'm dirt poor, but shukr, with Allah's help, I manage. When I go somewhere with wearing a simple abaya, I do get looks from smarter people, so I do feel that the rich people look down on the one that's not well-to-do.
Just a very, very, very important point. Jazakallah for bringing that. The only aspect that I would say is that, are you conscious that people are looking down upon you? For them it's wrong, all right, whatever it is. If they're looking down upon people, it's wrong. But then if you are conscious, or you feel people are looking down upon you, what does it say about your worth? It is a slightly tricky type of thing. I don't want to make it into a very technical thing, but I'm just trying to think. If you feel, remember, Allah has given you dignity, and Allah has given every child of Adam alayhi salatu wasalam dignity. Your dignity does not depend upon how other people look at you. Your dignity comes from your own self.
Amazing, Imran.
Although, I mean, I take the point. The SMS is very, very interesting, because sometimes there can be a situation where you do feel these type of things. But I'm just trying to say that don't make it into something that it's like that. Don't make it, people are looking down upon me because I'm not very, you know, because that shows your own lack of worth, perhaps.
Interesting indeed. 011-854-1548. Alternatively, you can SMS on 48855 or 0727-86-1548. That's the WhatsApp number. Or tweet Marana Ibrahim Bam at Ibrahim Bam. Marana, we can continue.
Yes, Marana, the other aspect is with regard to now, after we have spoken about that, it doesn't take away from your words. Yeah, I mean, I'm just trying to look at an example. Take Karun, for example, and take Hazrat Bilal, radiallahu ta'ala. Take the people who are wealthy amongst the Quraysh, Utba, Shayba, Walid, all of those particular people, and take Hazrat Bilal, radiallahu ta'ala. You can sacrifice hundreds of Utbas and Walids for one Hazrat Bilal, radiallahu ta'ala, who was not known in terms of his lineage, in terms of his social situation, in terms of his respect and dignity, in terms of his wealth. But look at that person, subhanallah. You know, Allama Iqbal has very beautifully, and Mufti Taqi Saab, in his kitab, Jahan Dida, he has made mention of
Rizqajim. We've got a caller, can you take a call?
Yes.
Okay, let's go to the lines. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullah, sister.
Assalamu alaikum, Mulana.
Mulana,
I just want to say, you know, the whole gist of a human being's life is based on two things. Your character and your piety. Your character is in relationship with your with the people that you live with every day, and also your piety is between you and Allah. Now, if you never ever forget and look after these two things, then obviously not only in this world, but in the year after also, they will be success for you.
Definitely. And I think that is what makes a person more than anything else.
100%.
That is what makes a person more than anything else.
Do we still have a, I think she's gone. Gee.
I think that is something that we sometimes tend to forget. Judge a person. Allah has made mention that the criteria for a person's worth and dignity is his taqwa, his piety, not his race, not his ethnicity, not where he comes from, not where he stays, not his wealth, not any other status of dignity. Inna akramakum indallahi atqakum, the most honorable amongst you are those who are people who are honor, piety, and who have good conduct. But of course, one other question: is it something in our community that we practice or don't we practice? And maybe that is where perhaps I would like the listeners to give us examples. There is a dignity to a person who is poor, and the Nabi Karim Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, the example of Zahir is very, very clear, how beautifully our beloved Nabi Karim Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam dealt with him, despite the fact that he was not perhaps so wealthy. And it is said that Nabi Karim Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam won over the hearts of the poor, which were attached to Nabi Karim Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, because of the way he treated them in terms of graciousness and kindness.
100%. Mara, here's another WhatsApp message coming through. Reads, Assalamu alaikum. I'm not wealthy, but I wear my simple clothes with so much confidence because I am so contented and happy with my life. And that for me is the most important thing. All I want to be is happy, and no amount of wealth in the world can buy me that. Alhamdulillah.
Jazakumullah. I mean, that's the type of messages and the type of contributions we are looking at. I would say out there are two things. The people who are wealthy, I mean, bear this in mind. You know, there was this quote of Ali radiallahu ta'ala anhu, which I read during the course of the week, which was in one of the periodicals, Nidai Shahi, which comes from India, which my respectable colleague by Zubair Afriki passes on from time to time. And in there was the most beautiful person. He said, the person who is a miser is really a very, very unfortunate person. You know what, just look at this. A person who is a miser is a very unfortunate person. A person who is stingy is a very unfortunate person, because in this world he lives like a pauper. And in the year after, he will have to account as a wealthy person. So he is khasirat dunya wal akhirah. I mean, here he doesn't benefit from his wealth, and there Allah is going to question him like a wealthy person. You have so much wealth, what did you do with it? So he's a loser in both sides. He doesn't enjoy his wealth here in this world, and in the year after, Allah will take account from him. Bear in mind, the person, Nabi Karim sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, had said, search for me among the poor and the weaker sections of the community, both in this world and the year after. And Nabi Karim sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, I make dua to Almighty Allah, Allah keep me as a miskin, Allah make me die as a miskin, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala raise me as a miskin. A person who is not so wealthy. Now, I'm not saying that the people who are wealthy must now, you know, feel and give away the wealth. They must look upon their wealth as a trust. And they must look upon their wealth to be able to take and bring that wealth, coming closer towards Almighty Allah with that wealth. But what I'm saying is that a person who is poor, who is not so wealthy, he must not in any way regard himself as inferior. He must strive to achieve the basis of superiority, which is taqwa and piety and good conduct, and the society, on terms of advice to society, we should see to it that we don't look down upon the poor people, because poor people have their own. Many a times, there's a hadith in Abu Dawud Sharif that Nabi Karim Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam said, many a times you are given risk because of the poor and weaker sections of the community.
Allah.
Wealthy people must realize, if they have a great amount of people who are working for them, instead of looking down upon the people, it is very possible, in light of this hadith, that Allah is giving you risk because of those people.
Subhanallah.
If you start, you know, looking down upon them, Allah can take away that. Many a times when you as a parent, and amongst your children you have someone, all of them are well-to-do, and one is poor, and you sometimes feel it, listen, man, I'm looking after this poor person, everyone, my children are independent. Maybe Allah is giving you risk because of that one person, because of that one child. Nabi Karim Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam's hadith, Allah Ta'ala gives you risk many a times because of the poorer and weaker sections of the community.
La'allallaha yarzuqukum bidu'afaikum. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala gives you rosy through the weak ones amongst you. We're going to go for a commercial break. When we come back, we'd like to hear from you on 011-854-1548, 488-55, or 072-786-1548.
Freeway Toyota 10-day blowout sale. Save up to 70,000 rand on a brand new Fortuner or Hilux, or up to 15,000 rand on a new Toyota Etios, Ute Sauvignon Corolla, and RAV4. Stock available for immediate delivery. Don't miss out on these amazing deals. 10 days only. Hurry. Call one of our consultants on 011-661-0000 or rush down to Freeway Toyota, corner Northern Parkway and Crownwood Roads, or Monday. Prices valid till the end of July or while stocks last.
Pick and Pay. Get one free stickers with every 150 rand spent this weekend at Pick and Pay. With everyday low prices. Purity. Second Foods assorted. 125 ml. Buy any 16 for 100 rand. Skip. Intelligent Auto Washing Powder. 2 kg. Or Liquid Detergent. 900 ml. Buy both for 59.50. Flora. Fat Spread assorted. 500 grams. Buy any 3 for 49.90. Pick and Pay no-name large eggs. 30s. 33.90. Go on. Collect them. Trade them. And play the craziest games. Stickies. Only at Pick and Pay. Prices valid 6 to 10th August.
Assalamu alaikum, Yusuf bhai.
Wa alaikum salam, Musa bhai.
Yusuf bhai, I was kurbani no hu karwana. Bakra lawana ke hu.
Are bhai, I'm making one kurbani at home to keep the spirit of kurbani alive. And the balance of the kurbani I'm sending to Crescent of Hope. They make kurbani to all the needy, locally or internationally.
Are Yusuf bhai, mashallah, boharu bhai, boharu. Where can I find this Crescent of Hope?
Crescent of Hope, serving humanity for the pleasure of Allah. 137 Rose Avenue, Lanesia, 011-852-7370.
BEE, Broad-Based Black Economic Empowerment. How about Best Business Behavior, Exemplary Excellence? Have you had a good or bad experience as a client or customer? Or have you observed good customer behavior while running your business? If so, share your story, and here's one way to do it. Submit your experience of no longer than 200 words to ecofin@islamsa.org.za. That's ecofin@islamsa.org.za. And your story can be read out on the weekly Tajir Hour, only on Radio Islam International. Submission requirements. Stories should not contain real names of people or service providers. Stories should be submitted no later than the last Friday preceding the regular Tuesday at Tajir Hour. Please note that Radio Islam International reserves the right to select, edit, and air submissions. This is a social program with Maulana Ibrahim Bum. Call 011-854-1548. Tweet at Ibrahim Bum.
You are listening to the social program on Radio Islam International, and this morning we are discussing With the Poor, chapter 9 of the book Enjoy Your Life by Muhammad Al-Arifi. Marana, there's a few messages coming through. This one reads, Marana, beautiful and very important topic. In my mom's times, people didn't worry what and who and what you wore. Today it's all about competition. Very sad though.
Very true.
And
Malawi, we've got two callers also.
Yeah, sure, let them come on.
Okay, let's go with the lines first. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullah.
Alaikum salam wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.
Yeah.
Assalamu alaikum to my seniors, to Maulana Bam, the other Maulana, and to the listeners of Radio Islam.
Yeah.
I always like making contributions. You know, I want to applaud the lady that spoke about piety and a gentleman that spoke about happiness and contentment, which is very true. That is happiness. And it's important that one should be yourself and believe in yourself. When you're in a crowd, Maulana, you shouldn't feel low, even if you're from a poorer background, because it says something to the effect that every fingerprint of every individual in the world is different. So everyone is very unique. And when you talk about happiness, you know, say for instance, you buy you a new outfit, you feel happy. You buy, maybe cook prawns for the lunch. Happiness. Every small bit is happiness. They say dynamite comes in small packages. So happiness also comes in small packages. And then Maulana Daud Samson from the Cape was invited to Kimberley to address the students. And towards the end of his talk, this is what he said. He said, each one of us, obviously the ladies hug the ladies, and the men will hug the men. And he says, this will, positive energy, you know, to one another. It sends positive energy. And on the lighter side, Maulana hugged a short student, and you know, Maulana Daud Samson is very tall. And we all laughed because it was something to laugh about. But then one of the students said, we should have put that other student on a chair to hug Maulana Samson.
Jazakallah
so much. Jazakallah. One more caller, Maulana. Let's go to the lines. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullah.
Wa alaikum salam wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.
Maulana,
I'd just like to add a little to whatever the previous callers have said. Because I many, many times interact with the poor. And they do speak about the grievances. I listen to them. Mm-hmm. And my question to them is always, do you sleep well? And when they say yes, I say to them, you truly are blessed, because there are many people who may be enjoying a lot of wealth, but they do not really sleep very well. And Maulana, just to add to it, not because I'm from Roshni, but I truly salute a lot of people who have been blessed with wealth here in my very Roshni. May Allah Ta'ala truly, truly bless them with more.
Ameen.
Because they are persons with a beautiful disposition who truly are respected, and I know that by the have-nots. And that goes for many, many people in South Africa as well. And just to conclude, contentment is a very, very important thing. You can be the richest person if you are not satisfied, and yet you could be the poorest person yet be a rich person. Jazakallah khairan.
Okay. MashaAllah, sister. Jazakumullah for that. Another caller, Maulana, can you take a call?
Yes.
Okay, let's go to the lines. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullah.
Wa alaikum salam. How are you, Maulana?
Alhamdulillah.
I think you should reflect on what Nabi Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam says, that poverty is my pride. And he was asked one day to describe himself, and he said, meditation in God is my capital. And he said, reason and sound logic is the root of my religion. And he says that poverty is his tribe, and enthusiasm is the vehicle of his existence. Love is the foundation of his life. Reason and sound logic is the root of my religion. Sorrow is my friend. Knowledge is my weapon. Patience is my guardian virtue. Poverty is my pride. Truth is my salvation. Submission to the divine will in worship is my habit. And in prayer lies the cool of my eyes and a peace of mind. What I'm trying to say is that I read a book with regards to poverty is my pride. Because Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam was given a choice. He was given a choice between being a slave of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala or having the wealth of this dunya. And he chose to be the slave of Allah. And that is why poverty is his pride. And I think we should reflect that people who choose to be actually poor and to live a life that way, it's difficult, it's not easy, but there's a very great reward for it. And they should be proud to wear those tattered clothes. They should be proud to have the little that they do have, because they are actually the slaves of Allah, and Allah loves them very much for that. And the rich should realize that those very poor people are going to enter Jannah 500 years before the rich person, and they are indeed the wealthy people.
Jazakallah so much for that. I think just the point that the last caller said, Jazakallah for that wonderful call. Just bear in mind, every situation Allah Ta'ala puts us through is part of the test. So to be wealthy is also part of the test. It doesn't mean Allah is very happy with you. And to be less than that and don't have great amount of resources is also part of the test. وَلَنَبْلُوَنَّكُمْ بِشَيْءٍ مِنَ الْخَوْفِ وَالْجُوعِ وَنَقْصٍ مِنَ الْأَمْوَالِ. Allah will test you with little bit of wealth. So this is also part of the test. In Musnad Ahmad, there is a hadith that Nabi Karim sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, sometimes Allah knows. That is why it is an explanation of that ayat, Allahu yabsutu rizqa liman yasha'u wa yaqdir. Allah expands risk for whomsoever He wishes and contracts it. In that particular ayat, we find that in this hadith, Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, Allah ta'ala knows certain times that a person, his iman is safe by him having more or little of means. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala knows the wisdom why He gives certain people more and He gives certain people less.
There's another message coming through, Marana. It reads in Arabic, Man jalasa ma'al aghniya zadahu Allah hubban lid-dunya, wa man jalasa ma'al fuqara zadahu Allah shukra wa rida.
Yes, just translate that, Allah. Just maybe you can do that.
Those who sit and associate with the rich people, then you are only inclined towards dunya and you want whatever those people have and whatever those people possess. And if you are associating with the poor people, then you've got a lot of things to be thankful about and to be happy about.
Very true. And I like the way the author has also made mention with regard to it. How often do you smile at a poor person and make him feel he is worthy and respectable? So that, let's look at this, perhaps at night he might supplicate for you and cause Allah's mercy to descend upon you from the heavens. I recall a hadith that on the day of Qiyamah, when a person who is wealthy and has been generous and has been good to the poor, perhaps for other reasons he might be taken towards Jahannam, the people who are poor will stop the angels and say, Oh Allah, this man did good to us while we were in this world. Oh Allah, we intercede on his behalf to not let him go to Jahannam. I think Mufti Shafiq Rahmatullah has also made mention of the hadith in Ma'arif al-Quran. And it is something that we should look at. Sometimes you smile and give dignity to a poor person. The dua that will come out of his heart will be from the bottom of his heart. And just bear in mind, the opposite can also be true. So I think this aspect of not looking down upon the poor, downtrodden people in community and society is a virtue on its own, which sometimes we tend to neglect. At the end, you know, the small, beautiful point and a hint he has made mention, perhaps just a smile at a poor man would raise you in rank in the sight of Almighty Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. The author had concluded this chapter with his most beautiful words, perhaps just a smile at a poor man would raise you in rank in the sight of Almighty Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. There's a hadith in Bukhari Sharif where Nabi Karim sallallahu alayhi wa sallam has also made mention of the definition of a poor person, but that I will make mention of. But this maybe...
We've got two, right?
Yeah.
Two callers.
Yeah.
Alright, let's go to the line to the brother first. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullah.
Islam, is it Mawlana?
Jeez.
Mawlana, there's a hadith related by Hazrat Ali radiallahu ta'ala. مَنْ رَدِيَ مِنَ اللَّهِ بِقَلِيلٍ مِنَ الرِّزْقِ رَدِيَ مِنَ اللَّهِ بِقَلِيلٍ مِنَ الْأَمَلِ. Maybe you can translate that.
I will take it, and it is something that we have touched on, but Jazakallah for bringing it. I will just, inshallah, elaborate on it. Jazakallah.
Let's take the next caller. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullah.
How are you, Mawlana?
Alhamdulillah, Jesus.
Mawlana, may Allah grant my father the highest stages of Jannah. He had vowed, but he always taught us that, you know, wealth is not for us. Wealth is for helping others, and Allah gives you help to test others, to test you. So I believe strongly in that, and I live by that. Jazakallah.
Mara, you want to comment on the scholars, or can you take some messages?
Let's just very quickly on that hadith before I forget. Nabi, I did make mention that there are certain advantages the poor will have, and one of them, they will go to Jannat before, because Allah, they will have less to account for. This hadith made mention, if anyone is happy with Allah with littleness of means, Allah is also happy with him with little of amal. So the more you have, Allah expects more from you. And when Allah expects more from you, Allah will account you more severely than one whom Allah has given less. And I think that is the gist of what the caller has reminded us so beautifully with regard to the hadith. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala reward him.
I mean, Mullah, listen to this one. It reads, Assalamu alaikum, Mawlana. I am a government pensioner and I own a 1996 model car. And my brother-in-law is, alhamdulillah, very wealthy. When I visit him, it says here, when I visit him, he has many luxury vehicles parked in his yard. Sometimes when I am parked in, I take one of his car to go to the masjid, and when I get there, I turn, the heads turn, and when I go with my car, I'm not even noticed.
Nowadays, you know, those older model cars are regarded as antique. They become more valuable, and people turn their eyes more towards those type of cars. Now, I jazakallah some very, very again the point, and I think maybe we're not going to be in this particular program. I know I would not really like to harp and make mention with regard to the fault of the community. Yeah, it is for encouragement. And I think maybe people just need to look closely at their own selves.
Hmm.
Do we advertently, inadvertently, consciously, unconsciously, do we really sometimes have these type of things? And it is so much person, so much, it will be so sad. There may be a person with disheveled hair who is rejected and not cared for. He might not be regarded as someone who is very influential. But if he asks Allah for something, Allah responds to him because he has kept himself aloof and away from guna and sins. Therefore, always be humane with the weak and poor. And that is today's particular type of program is with regard to that. That is the emphasis. Yes, we know that there is other aspects with regard to how a dignity, etc. is. But inshallah, we will make mention with regard to it.
Another caller, sister, assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullah.
Assalamu alaikum, Mulana.
Yeah.
Mulana, you know, wealth is something that your risk is ordained by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. There's no reason for anybody to feel proud or jealous with regards to your wealth.
Mm-hmm.
And also, Mawlana, Allah, according to the amount of effort you make, your risk is ordained for you by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala.
Mm-hmm.
But also, spending is in your control. How you spend that money and how you, you know, use it for the pleasure of Allah.
Mm-hmm.
And another thing, Mawlana, you have, no matter what standing you are, mix with the common, mix with the poor,
mm-hmm.
because at the end of the day, you can only compete with them with regards to your character and your piety.
Mm-hmm.
And they will, in life, there will always be someone lower and higher than yourself.
Jazakumullah for that.
So, I mean, looking down upon a person who is less than you, then there are people who are more, have more than you, then perhaps they will start looking down upon you. But I think there is an aspect, see, as in what lies dignity. Just to give you an example.
Mm.
I mean, Nabi Karim Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, Sahabi came and Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam gave him something, and again he came and again Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam gave him something. And then Nabi Karim Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam told him, "Inna hadhi dunya hulwatun khadira." Oh, Hakim, this dunya is very alluring, very tempting. The more you get, the more you want. But can I tell you something? That if, for example, if you go out and you go and even have to chop wood and bring that wood to sell in the marketplaces, there is more dignity in that than going to beg from people and to rely upon other people for your risk.
Mm.
There's a great amount of dignity in striving to earn a halal risk, even if it is little. Nabi Karim Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam kissed the hand of a laborer. And Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam said, Al-Kasibu, Habibullah, the person who strives to earn a halal risk, he is beloved in the eyes of Almighty Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Nabi Karim Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam said, Inna Allah yuhibbu. Allah loves a person, al-faqir, who is in difficulty, doesn't have great amount of wealth, and al-muta'affif, and he keeps his dignity by not going out to beg and relying upon other people and looking at envy at other people. Abul Ayyal, it is a person who has a great amount of children he has to look after, but he strives to earn halal risk to be able to give his children whatever he can. Allah loves such a person. Now that particular type of quality, that type of admiration, that type of Nabi Karim says that Allah loves a person, isn't that more better than a person who has wealth and he is extravagant and he doesn't utilize the wealth correctly, doesn't fulfill the rights of the wealth correctly? Surely he is much more better.
Indeed. Let's go to the lines once more. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullah.
Wa alaikum
salam.
How are you, Mawlana?
Alhamdulillah.
How are you, Mawlana Bam? Thank you for the beautiful program. I just like to say, I always love the poor, especially when you care for them, love them. And your family is very important. Those who are poor, when you visit them, they really appreciate you and they make love for you. further than that, I hope everybody in this world, Allah keep them happy, healthy, wealthy, and good in their lives. And look after the poor, for they are the ones that really makes dua for you. That's my dua for everybody, especially visit the sick people who are very poor. They have no one to visit them, and make dua for them too, because they make dua for you. Inshallah.
There's another message.
I didn't get that particular passage very poor. Just a small brief, if you can, maybe just.
Basically, she says she loves the poor people, and she says she has given a lot of du'as for the people, and she says you must visit the sick people, especially those who are poor. There's another interesting message coming through, Murana. Some people are so poor, all they have is money.
Subhanallah. Very true. And if a person only looks upon his worth because of the amount of wealth that he has, then perhaps very correctly and aptly said, he's poor.
There's another message coming. The most beloved deed to Allah is to make a Muslim happy.
Yes. Very true. One is this aspect also with regard to how do you identify. One is a person who comes and begs, and of course, that particular aspect is, you know, I always look at this aspect. Sometimes people utilize ayat according to what we like. So a person who comes to beg, he will tell you, "Amma sahil falatanhar." Don't reject a person who is asking from you. And the rich person might turn on and say, "Allah Ta'ala says in the Quran, 'La yasaluna nasa ilhafa.' Don't go and beg from people. It's in between there somewhere. You don't go and ask unless you need. And then your person comes to you who is really in need, then give him. But there's a hadith in Bukhari Sharif that Nabi Karim Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam said, a beggar and a person who is poor is not that person who goes around begging. But a real poor person is that person who doesn't have great amount of wealth, but he has a certain amount of dignity that prevents him from going out to go and ask and assist people. Now Allah in the Holy Quran has mentioned such people, and specifically made mention of them in a long ayat in the third surah. لِلْفُقَرَاءِ الَّذِينَ أُحْصِرُوا فِي سَبِيلِ اللَّهِ لَا يَسْتَطِيعُونَ ضَرْبًا فِي الْأَرْضِ. Those people who are poor, who strive in the path of Almighty Allah, strive to earn a halal risk. لِلْفُقَرَاءِ الَّذِينَ أُحْصِرُوا فِي لَا يَسْتَطِيعُونَ ضَرْبًا فِي الْأَرْضِ يَحْسَبُهُمُ الْجَاهِلُ أَغْنِيَاءَ مِنَ التَّعَفُّفِ تَعْرِفُهُمْ بِسِيمَاهُمْ لَا يَسْتَطِيعُونَ النَّاسَ إِلْحَافًا. Those people who are having difficulty in making the ends meet, but their dignity, their independence, do not allow or do not make them go out to go and seek, go and beg from people. La yasrunas, these are the people Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says you must go and search out for and go and help. Allah ta'ala specifically makes mention with regard to people, not those who only beg. More than that, للفقر يحسبهم الجاهل أغنياء من التعفف. People who are ignorant regard them as wealthy because of their dignity. Allah says, go and search out for such poor people and go and help them.
Allahu Akbar. It reminds me of a couplet which I share very often, Mala. It says, مخلوق سے مت مانگو اگر دے تو احسان نہ دے تو شرمندگی خالق سے مانگو اگر دے تو رحمت نہ دے تو حکمت.
بے شک
یہ مولانا کی
ترجمہ you translate it, mashallah. I'll give you the good fortune.
Subhanallah. They said, don't ask from the creation, because if they give you, then they do it as a favor to you, and they want something in return later on in life. And if they don't give you, then they make you feel embarrassed and you feel bad. Ask only from the Creator. If He gives you, then it's His sheer mercy. And if He does not give you, then it's His wisdom. But Allah will not make you feel bad. We've got about 3 minutes left.
I think we have got some wonderful callers. We have made mention of the very same point that we have been trying to illustrate and to emphasize, and it's an important point. Maybe we have labored the point, maybe we have made mention of it again, but I don't think there is anything wrong. Firstly, I think very important for us to understand, firstly, a person's dignity is not tied to the amount of wealth that he has. Bear this in mind. Even a person who might have less, never look at envy with what Allah has given someone else. Allah Ta'ala in the Holy Quran says, لا تمدن عينيك إلى ما متعنا به أزواجا منهم زهرة الحياة الدنيا. Don't strain your eyes by looking covetously or with envy. It's what Allah has given someone else. Allah has given him, you don't know why Allah has given him. Allah has given him to test him. But what Allah has given you is better for you. So don't look at a person with regard to it in envy. Keep in mind your dignity and everyone's dignity is tied to our akhlaq, our conduct, which Allah in the Holy Quran had said is the basis of superiority. Inna akramakum inda Allahi atqakum. Bear in mind Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has his wisdom in giving some people less, some people more. Nahnu qasamna baynahum ma'ishatum fil hayat ad-dunya. Allah searches for wisdom which are far more subtle for our understanding. So a person who has less wealth, don't let him in any way ever regard himself inferior. The community and society never look down upon the poor. They have many advantages. Among the advantages, Allah will put them in Jannah before the wealthy people. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala loves the poor. Nabi Karim sallallahu alayhi wa sallam wished to be resurrected and live in this world with the poor people. So bear these aspects in mind. And perhaps what could be a better way than to look at how the author has concluded this topic number 9, perhaps just a smile at a poor person, giving him that respect and dignity, would raise you in the rank of Almighty Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala.
Kisi ko dekar azmata hai aur kisi se lekar azmata hai.
Definitely.
Jazakumullah for your time, Marana. You would like to conclude on anything?
No, I think that is my conclusion has been done. Jazakumullah so much.
Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullah.
Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullah.